World Liberty Financial says it has no liquidation risk. Dolomite depositors might disagree. World Liberty Financial, the DeFi protocol backed by the Trump family, posted on April 9th that it faces no liquidation risk on its Dolomite lending position. The statement came after a week of mounting scrutiny over a $75 million stablecoin borrow collateralized by approximately $3 billion of its own WLFI governance tokens, a position that has drained the protocol's USD1 pool and left ordinary depositors unable to withdraw their funds. $440 million in collateral that can't be sold. The mechanics of the position are straightforward. WLFI deposited roughly 3 billion tokens, nominally valued at about $440 million at 0.888 per token, into Dolomite as collateral. Against that, the project borrowed $75 million in stablecoins across multiple tranches starting in February, according to CoinDesk. More than $40 million of the borrowed funds were sent to Coinbase Prime. On paper, the loan-to-value ratio looks comfortable. In practice, WLFI trades with limited market depth relative to the position size. If the token price drops far enough to trigger Dolomite's liquidation engine, the forced sale would crash WLFI's price before the collateral could be unwound. The protocol would be left holding bad debt, and that loss would fall on the retail depositors whose USD1 sits in the pool. WLFI dropped nearly 10% to a record low during the week the activity came to light. 93% utilization and a locked exit. The USD1 pool on Dolomite now shows $180 million supplied against $167.5 million borrowed, a utilization ratio of roughly 93%. Deposit rates spiked to 35.81% annualized, and borrowing costs hit 30%, rates that one analyst described as highly unusual and driven by manufactured scarcity, not genuine borrower demand. At 93% utilization, the math is simple. There is not enough liquidity for all depositors to exit at once. Anyone who lent USD1 to the pool expecting on-demand withdrawals is now waiting for the single large borrower to repay. The pool is not frozen in a technical sense, but it is functionally illiquid for most participants. WLFI's collateral now accounts for roughly half of Dolomite's total value locked, concentrating the protocol's risk in one position controlled by one entity. The advisor in the room, CoinDesk, reported that Dolomite co-founder Corey Kaplan serves as an advisor to World Liberty Financial. The arrangement means the borrower, the lending protocol's advisor, and the collateral token all trace back to the same circle. WLFI used its own governance token to borrow its own USD1 stablecoin from a protocol advised by its own insider. None of this is illegal. DeFi protocols are permissionless. But the circular structure has drawn comparisons to the kind of related party lending that traditional financial regulation was designed to prevent. What no liquidation risk means, and what it doesn't, LFI's claim may be narrowly true. If the protocol negotiated custom liquidation parameters with Dolomite, or if the position carries no automated liquidation threshold, then the collateral would not be foresold regardless of WLFI's price. Some DeFi lending arrangements do work this way for large institutional positions, but no liquidation risk for the borrower and no risk for depositors are different statements. Even if WLFI's position never gets liquidated, depositors remain locked out until repayment. And if WLFI never repays, or repays slowly, the opportunity cost and illiquidity risk still sit with the people who supplied the pool. WLFI did not respond to CoinDesk's request for comment on the Dolomite position. The no liquidation risk statement came via Cointelegraph, without detail on the mechanism behind the claim. The broader pattern. This is not the first time WLFI has faced questions about its DeFi operations. In February, the project said it was hit by a coordinated attack involving short sellers, paid influencers, and account compromises that briefly pushed USD1 to 0.9994 before it recovered. Earlier this month, CoinDesk reported on WLFI's ties to ABDAO, a partner whose flagship project involved individuals later sanctioned by the US and UK. USD1 itself has grown to $4.6 billion in circulation, with Binance reportedly holding approximately 87% of the supply. The stablecoin's concentration and WLFI's governance token dynamics remain active areas of scrutiny. Bitcoin traded at $71,142 as of April 10, 2026, up 1.8% in 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 46, neutral. The broader market showed no reaction to the WLFI statement.